In the lush green heart of Kerala, India, far from a German homeland, lies the resting place of a woman who lived only to love Christ, and to love his poor. Her name was Mother Petra Monigman, Servant of God, foundress of the Dina Sevana Sabha, the Congregation of the Servants of the Poor, a woman whose heart crossed continents and found its home among the people of Kerala. She was born Paula Monigman on June 14, 1924 in Ulde, a peaceful town in North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany. Her childhood was marked by the hardships of post-war Europe, times of uncertainty, yet also of deep faith. The witness of missionaries who served in distant lands stirred her heart. While studying with the Ursuline sisters, Paula encountered stories of saints who had left their homeland to live among the poor, and she felt an unmistakable call. The call to mission came soon after her profession. In the 1960s, the Holy Spirit was stirring hearts across the church for renewal and global witness. Sister Petra heard the same invitation that Christ gave to his apostles: go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Living behind her homeland, her family, and all she knew, she set sail for India, a land she had never seen. When she arrived in Kerala in 1966, Sister Petra was struck by both the beauty and the poverty she found. Here was a people rich in faith and culture, yet many were burdened by sickness, illiteracy, and social inequality. She once reflected, "I came here thinking I would bring God to the poor, but I found that He was already here, waiting for me in their faces." This realization changed her forever. With a heart aflame for Christ, Sister Petra began her life's work. In the village of Patuvam in Kannur district, she gathered a few young women who shared a zeal for the poor. Together in 1969, they founded the Dina Sevana Sabha, the Congregation of the Servants of the Poor. Their mission was simple, yet revolutionary: to bring the compassionate love of Jesus to those most in need. Mother Petra's life became a testimony of heroic charity. She would often remove her sandals, walk through muddy paths to reach the sick, share the same simple food as those she served, and sleep in humble huts rather than convent comforts. Under her guidance, the sisters opened schools for unprivileged children, homes for the abandoned women, and centers for the sick and disabled. But her greatest work was not buildings or institutions, it was love. A love so complete that it transformed every place she touched. Mother Petra's prayer life was as deep as her service. Every morning before dawn, she would spend hours before the Blessed Sacrament, entrusting each soul she met to the mercy of Christ. The sisters recalled how she would weep silently during prayer, whispering, "Lord, give me your heart, so that I may love the poor as you love them." She loved the rhythm of the language, the faith of the people, the music of their prayers. Kerala became not just her mission, it became a home. Before her death, she expressed a desire that she would not be taken back to Germany, but be buried in the soil of Patuvam, among her beloved people. "Here," she said, "I found my Christ. Here, I wish to rest." On June 5, 1976, while traveling with four of her sisters, Mother Petra was met with a tragic car accident. Her earthly journey ended suddenly, but her mission was just beginning. She was buried in Patuvam, the land she had loved. Today, the Dina Sevana Sabha, the congregation she founded, flourishes in India and beyond. Their motto remains the same as their foundress's prayer: to serve the poor is to serve Christ Himself.